Spoiler alert, the Zone is still in Zona. That is KPUG's The Zone's very own Alan Fee. A reminder that the spring training segments are brought to you by the Walton Beverage Company. They're 100% locally owned Pepsi distributor serving Northwest Washington. They're now hiring. Go to waltonbeverage.com. Flipping over to The Zone in Zona, KPUG's very own Alan Fee, our sports expert extraordinaire. Another loss for the Mariners yesterday, but again, let's reiterate the point. That's not necessarily a bad thing, and we're still sticking with that narrative, right, Alan?
Yeah, absolutely. They obviously work out at the Peoria Sports Complex, and yesterday they were playing over in Mesa with the A's, and so we had a chance to get to the morning workouts and talk to some of the players and some of the broadcast team. We caught up with legendary broadcaster Rick Riz, who has done the Mariner games since the team's inception way back in the mid-70s, and he still looks great. He's talking baseball. It was his day off yesterday. This is what Rick Riz does, baseball legend announcer here in the Pacific Northwest. On his day off, he's walking through the complex, and I went up to him and said, "Hey, Rick, what are you doing?" And he said, "Well, hey, man, I got to figure out how these players are going to go." And I said, "It's your day off today, though." And he said, "Well, yeah, this is the fun part. This is me taking the day off, and I love baseball that much," which I thought was just such a great answer, and it was so cool to see him out there. I caught up with him, and I said, "Hey, Rick, can we talk to you on the air for a little bit for KPUG and KGMI in Bellingham?" And he said, "Sure." And we asked him about what he thinks this team is all about looking at the 2024 season.
What's the one thing about this team that you're looking for to as an indicator, a barometer on how good this team is going to be?
The offense, the pitching is great. I wouldn't trade this starting staff for any staff in baseball. But I'm going to look for how well do they put the ball in play, what they do with two outs, what they do with two strikes just to go for contact. Don't try to hit the ball out of the ballpark. Mariners struck out way too much last year, over 1,500 times, and I think that is not going to be the case this year. They're going to walk. They're going to cut down the strikeouts, get guys on base, and I think they're going to do that much better than last year.
Well, I got to tell you.
Well, that's there you go. That's Rick Riz on that preview. And he's echoing a lot of stuff that you've been telling me over the past couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, literally, this baseball team is stacked as far as the starting pitching goes. You know, so if you're going to make it to the World Series, you've got to have a great starting five. And the Mariners clearly have the best five in the American League and probably all of baseball for sure top three. That's not me being a homer. Over on the offensive side, the 1-9, it looks good. I mean, last year, Deanna, I know that, you know, you were talking about this a lot off the air about how Julio needs protection. He needs a couple other bats, and they got it. They got Mitch Haniger back. They got Mitch Garver as a DH, and that's going to be a difference maker on the offensive side. Last year, we had a lot of hits. We got a lot of guys on base, but we'd leave them on base because everybody was swinging for the home run. Now we got guys who are going to hit singles, doubles, walks, have quality at bats, and that's going to score more runs for this baseball team. So down here, the vibe is, yeah, we're going to win the American League West, and we're going to get to the World Series for the first time in our history. Mariners, the only team to never make it to the World Series. On a personal note, in talking to Rick Riz, we found out that he had some health issues last year, and we asked him deeper about that. He said during the offseason, his son literally saved his life.
How was the offseason? Getting healthy again?
Yeah, I had a bad accident July 2nd, day after the All-Star break, and I rolled over an ATV up in the mountains. My son was with me. Fortunately, he was riding his dirt bike, and I rolled over this ATV into a ditch up there, and I ended up breaking vertebrae in my neck and two in my back and a rib. So I was in bad shape. Good Lord took care of me, and so did my son. My son saved my life. And I came back in 3 weeks, but my back is still kind of jacked up, but I'm doing okay. I'm alive. I'm walking, so I'm very blessed. I'm very lucky. But if it wasn't for my son, I wouldn't be here.
Wow. Wow. Absolutely incredible. Shout out to his son.
Yeah, how about that? I mean, just a powerful story, and you could see it in his eyes. You know, he wasn't expecting to tell that story standing out on a baseball field during spring training, but you could see how sincere and how serious that really was.
That is amazing. I'm glad he's doing okay right now, and during spring training, I'm glad you got to catch up with him standing up, not the other way around. Alan Fee from KPUG at spring training live from Arizona. Alan, thanks so much. We'll chat a little bit more later today.
All right, you got it. Thanks so much.